This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today I want to share with you the concept or the idea of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah, His mercy. Almost every day or every other day or whatever it is, we face calamities and trials in our life. Whether it's from people close to us, people far from us, whether it's sustenance or health or children or wealth, whatever it is. And we fail to remember or we fail to see that this calamity is always wrapped up in something that is just miraculous. Something called the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Things might seem or appear to us that there's evil in them, what we're going through, but believe me, there's always a rahmah. Everything that happens to us is what? Wrapped up in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Now, I was, this past convention that I was at, while we're in the convention, right, and there's like, you know, hundreds of people in there that, you know, mashallah, they're coming seeking knowledge and all these sheikhs and imams, and then the moderator goes up on the stage and he asks, is there a doctor in here? There's a sister that is very sick and we need someone. You know, and everybody was very upset and disturbed, and I was thinking to myself, subhanAllah, the sister is coming like 2 days before Ramadan, coming to the convention, you know, probably trying to, you know, have that spiritual boost before Ramadan, and subhanAllah, this happened to her, and then emergency, you know, ambulance came and took her. And subhanAllah, I was just very upset, like I felt like, subhanAllah, this could have been any of us, you know. And then we went into the prayer room next to the convention room or the conference room that was taking place. And you have all these people, hundreds of people, and all these imams and the sheikhs, and they're good people, ya Rabbi, inshallah, that's what we think at least. And the dua that the imam made for the sister. And subhanAllah, it hit me so hard. Yes, this sister went away in an ambulance car, but the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that all these people that don't even know her coming together after salah and making true dua for her, all the imams and the sheikhs and all the people attending the convention, that is a rahmah, her calamity wrapped up in a rahmah. Subhanak ya Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what? Kataba ala nafsihi rahmah. He wrote or prescribed or ordained upon himself what? Rahmah, mercy. Think of the story of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam al-Khidr. Ask for the boat, and ask for the boy, and ask for the wall. They're all calamities, but they were all wrapped up in the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows and He sees what we don't see and what we don't know. The next time something that happens to you, say alhamdulillah, and try to think of the rahmah that might be hidden in this calamity or this test that you're being put through, right? Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah, to be able to see that and to understand that and to have the rida and the acceptance of whatever He subhanahu wa ta'ala has willed for us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.